Aloha.
Eat a dick and put gravy on it.
But I don't think the D word dwarf is a slur. Welcome, we are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Ryan Beckner. Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode number 359. They said it couldn't be done. It's been... Oh my God, I dropped my pencil. My mechanical pencil. It's been done. If you would like to subscribe to our bonus content, you should do that. Go to theballerlifestyle.com. Click the link at the top of the page. Do that. Click our red circle link, $5 a month. Additionally, if you would like to send us an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. If you'd like to call us, there's a lot of guys that call us, and they're pretty good. 949-464-8257, TBLS. That's all the particulars. I'm joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Hey. It's been like 10 minutes. Have you ever been chewing like almonds and I got some crumbs down the wrong pipe?
Oh yeah. It's like in your windpipe.
It's a tough one.
You're trying to cough it out.
Nuts. So yeah, I got nuts deep down my throat.
Yeah, right, you do. You do.
But it's one of those things that quick clear your throat doesn't do it. It sucks.
It kind of makes it worse. And you like go to clear your throat and it's almost like you get some saliva into the windpipe too. And that kind of makes it worse. It kind of tickles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually nuts are supposedly like one of the worst things you can eat prior to broadcasting. And I know.
Despite what episode 3 something,
yes.
I'm still an amateur in every way.
I know how much you like to get your lips around some nuts, but maybe we don't do it just prior to making a podcast. Right. As a rule.
I do have my soothing tea, so that's good.
Yeah, I know you always have your tea. You know what I'm doing? You know how it was dry January? It's turning into wet February.
Yeah, I mean, that is what tends to happen for me.
You go one direction, and then you go the other. So we're recording this a day early. Thank you for doing that, Ed. We're recording this a day early because I'm leaving in the day after tomorrow to go skiing with my kids. And so it's kind of like a vacation-ish week for me.
Sure.
And then on this weekend, you know, the weekend
before vacation, it's vacation time.
Yeah, totally. You hit vacation mode. And then I have kids and my girlfriend, she has a child. And so it's rare that we get like an extended period of time where neither of us is in possession of our children. And so this weekend happened to be, neither of us had our children Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
Yeah. But then it's like you dive in like with both feet. It's like when you go to your buddy's bachelor party when you're 28, you go a little too hard because it's just too exciting. And I went a little too hard this weekend and I'm really feeling it. I need a lot of sleep to catch up. The thing is, once your age starts with a 4, you just do not recover like you used to.
That's the big thing when it's the recovery.
It's the recovery.
The other stuff, it's not that big of a change. The recovery, right around the 4 handle, things the recovery time gets extended.
Yeah, it's not like I went so hard, but we stayed up late into the night and then I never caught up on sleep, even though I slept a lot the next day. It's just, it's going to take me 4 or 5 days of full nights of sleep to get feeling normal again. But also now that it's wet February, I just had a cider.
I like a good cider.
Oh, yeah. I like a cider. I've been turned on to cider recently. And now I'm having an Ashland blackberry lemonade seltzer. And it's very delicious.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
I extended the dryness.
Oh,
I'm
son of a bitch.
I'm going till my birthday, March 11th.
Wow. That's still probably the greatest thing you could know about Ed Daly.
Well, not my birthday.
311 day.
I'm doing it for the 311 day.
Right. It's Ed's birthday. You'll never forget. I know a couple people whose birthday.
I don't know one word in their songs. I know.
There's all the same. Yeah, I know a couple people whose birthday is 9/11, which is a real bummer.
That is a huge bummer.
I know. It's a real bummer. But I also know that your birthday is 3/11, which is so uplifting. It's the opposite of having your birthday on 9/11. It is the most uplifting birthday you can have.
Exactly 6 months after the worst day domestically in American history.
Yes.
Exactly 6 months later is 3/11 day.
Yes. Oh, that's crazy. That is crazy. It's like the inverse. Just unbelievable. Yes, that's them. That's what they do. I get it. You're shaming me. You're better than me because you're not drinking for all of February either.
I'm sure I doubled whatever your intake was in December. Like, I just have to get out of this cycle where I cut booze and you know, bad food for a while, and I just get to the point where I was before the bender.
Yeah.
Like, I need to go below the last bender so I don't have to feel like dog shit when I do put on 5 pounds.
Right. It's
the, you know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's still because what we're doing is we're playing for a tie.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. You do the thing well for a while, so then you can be shitty for the next while, and then you're the same. Say it again.
Have a beer and a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
So you can have that beer and cheeseburger. Like, that's what the goal is. So you just have that and not feel like shit. So I'm not shaming. I did a horrible job from about Halloween to New Year's. Yeah. I just did a bad job myself.
But who are these assholes that can have a beer? You know, those guys that
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, those guys that it's like Sunday afternoon, they're mowing the lawn or whatever, and then they just crack one beer and then that's it. They just have a beer. They don't have four or five more.
My problem, if I'm going to have a beer at 2 p.m, I'm thinking, oh man, This is early to start it, to have it. It's to start. It's always to start. So, I mean, it's not like I'm in college and I have to have 14 beers,
yes,
but I cannot have one.
No, you don't. You can't have one because, well, you're probably like me. You're like, if I have one, I'm gonna start to get tired. So I should just sip another one after that because I don't want to like burn out. And then it's like, I can't stop.
At this point, I might as well keep going.
Yeah, exactly. Just keep it going.
If I had a vacation or something, I'd be right there with you. And that is a great feeling the day before you're taking off.
Yeah, it's like,
I was excited. We started planning a little summer trip. We're just going to do like a road trip, but we're going to fly and then rent a car from there. And I booked my first flight in like a year and a half or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah. How'd that feel? Feels pretty good. You got something to look forward to.
Yeah, it's like something on the calendar. And, you know, we'll be fully vaccinated. I'm going to feel very good.
Where are you? Do you want to apprise us of your family vacation?
I have friends in the South. So I'm going to be in Tennessee. I'm going to Nashville, Memphis. It's going to be hot.
Yeah.
We're thinking getting really hot going to New Orleans.
Oh yeah.
But it's going to be a flight, rent a car, you know, driving around. But yeah, like, and we're actually thinking of going to like Asheville, North Carolina, which is supposed to be cool.
Oh yeah. That sounds amazing.
So like cutting across Tennessee into North Carolina and then back up. But yeah, I'm excited. It's just, it's something different. I mean, well, just being home. Yeah. 3-11, by the way, that was the day. Like Gobert and Tom Hanks. Like that was that was the day. So we are almost at a year of just like being in the same apartment.
Yes. This
all these people with their houses. Like I saw somebody bitching and moaning when they were like, it was like May, and somebody was like, "Oh, I'm gonna kill my kids," and I was like, "I'm pretty sure in the background of that post, you've got a fucking pool."
Yeah,
I'm in an apartment.
I believe that Ellen DeGeneres, as I like to call her, she said being stuck at home. This was early in the pandemic. She said being stuck at home was like being in prison. She lives in like a $40 million estate in Montecito.
If she had my financial portfolio at home, she'd jump out a window tomorrow. Exactly. You know, if she woke up with my situation, I'm perfectly happy. I'm not complaining.
Of course.
But Ellen DeGeneres has all the money.
There's no money left for us. You and I could have more money, but Ellen DeGeneres has it all. She's kept all the money, so we don't get any. She's got all of the money. It's luckily my children are only here half the time, but my son is 15. He's a man. He's the size of a man. There's two men in, when my kids are here, there's two men in a little apartment in a, you know, this, I live in a sleepy little beach town. Like things are small here. It's everything smaller so you can fit more homes. It's a tiny little apartment with two full-grown men in it most of the time. And it's hard. It's not easy.
My 13-year-old hit puberty during the pandemic. Yeah. Like, and grew 6 inches. Like, he's a big dude himself. Like, my 13-year-old is probably, I don't know, 5'6". Like, he's a big kid now.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot to deal with. Well, hopefully things seem like they're looking better. Hopefully there's not a Super Bowl surge. Like things are opening up.
I
talk
agree.
About going back to school where I live.
Things are certainly looking better. And, you know, if you're savvy enough, you can get vaccines around here.
Right. Good for you.
Hypothetically today.
Right.
But got my second today.
Yeah.
But,
oh, that's good. Did you get the Moderna or the Pfizer? I heard the Moderna kicks your ass.
It's a big dead arm situation.
Yeah, I've heard that, but I've heard people feel sick too. You don't feel sick?
Yeah, I didn't after the first, just a bad dead arm, and you know, we'll see. I'm about 8 hours after.
I heard the second one can be gnarly.
What was I going to say? Nothing important.
Oh, great. Well, good for you. That's all good news. I don't know if we're going to talk about this, but I just saw this before the show. I saw that Chipper Jones has weighed in on Twitter on some Sandy Hook was a hoax. And
I know.
And it's hard because I've shared on the show that I was not a fan of.
You liked him.
I was not a fan of Chipper Jones. Mostly because he used to hit home runs from both sides of the plate every time he'd play against the Dodgers, and he was a great player. And then I met him one time, and I didn't want to like him, and he was such a delightful, gracious, just enjoyable dude to hang out with, way nicer than I would have ever expected, just went out of his way to be cool to me and my friends for way too long of a period of time. And so I'm kind of not that mad at him for having ridiculous views that he's voicing. I think I can separate the man from his opinions.
But I got to hear because I mean, what is.
I know. It's hard. I don't know. I just saw it briefly and I did. So I didn't really investigate. I'll open Twitter.
Because there's absolutely nothing worse than what these parents went through, and then you're gonna be like, yeah, I'm calling bullshit.
I know. And I just like I always kind of hope that the person is doing it, you know, as a joke, but you know, Chipper Jones, he's from Florida. You know, it's
not, I mean, if he's doing that as a joke, he's a huge piece of shit.
Yeah, that's true. That's actually kind of worse. Chipper Jones.
Chipper. That's a tough one.
Yeah. Well, it was Larry. That's, Chipper's kind of better than Larry. Although Larry's a good dude. Like, Larry will let you borrow his lawnmower.
Larry Dallas.
Yeah, Larry Dallas. He'll get a couple stewardesses that are on a layover for him and Tripper to take down to the Regal Beagle. Okay, here's Chipper's tweet. Real CJ10. So the FBI comes out and confirms that Sandy Hook was a hoax! Exclamation point. Where is the outrage? Question mark. What else?
Where's the link?
I know. What else are we being lied to about? Waco, JFK. Oh, and then he finishes off with poof, poof. Yeah, I don't know.
He's dismissive because, come on, you expect me to believe something that every network on TV had footage of?
Yeah, this could have been like Newsmax or something. Like, this is, you know, he could be watching OAN. Either way, I love Chipper Jones.
That shows how dumb he is, the Waco thing.
Yeah.
Because the Waco thing has been one of the lightning rods to help get people involved in the pro-gun movement. Like,
oh, yeah.
This. Waco is what caused Oklahoma City.
Yeah, Jana Reno.
They
went in there.
So he's saying that's a hoax, so you got worked up over nothing for Oklahoma City, or is that a hoax?
Right. Well, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't have brought it up because I just briefly saw it. I don't know what about, like, all those people did die in Waco. Like, I don't know why that.
It was a very clear cut aftermath. It wasn't like,
yeah,
oh, we can't find these people. Like, they found a lot of dead bodies.
It was a lot of kids.
And also, a lot of those kids were Jeffy Dahmer's kids.
Right.
Not Dahmer. What's his name?
David Koresh.
David Koresh.
Yeah.
Sorry. Wrong guy with the 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah.
Beard looking thing.
And the glasses. He had the glasses. The glasses are a tell.
Yeah. The funny thing, obviously, the question always is, what's the end game for these conspiracies? But I love that people who don't have access to stuff are the ones who are like, oh, you guys don't know the real truth. Well, how the fuck would Larry Chipper Jones know the real truth?
I know. How is it possible
he's plugged in to know the real truth about anything but hitting a curveball?
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah, like, who knows? Who really knows? You know, like, if somebody really knew, would they tell Chipper Jones?
Exactly. It just wouldn't happen that way, that Chipper Jones would be privy to something that we are not.
I don't.
At this point, he doesn't serve any purpose except for being an ex-great baseball player.
Like, Hall of Famer.
He doesn't serve a purpose as some sort of conduit.
Yes.
I can't even imagine why he would have that kind of information.
I know. Well, he says the FBI has confirmed it. So, but I just want to say this. I like Chipper Jones. I still like him. He gets the benefit of the doubt with me, despite the fact that he may have taken the blue pill or the red pill, whichever is the pill.
You know that he got the confirmation from a dude wearing a female body inspector t-shirt. And he's like, FBI confirmed it. Got it. I saw his card and everything.
That's pretty good. All right. Let's jump in here. Let's do some. It's been a while. Let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck.
No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he
he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His faults are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits.
He's a hanganinia. Oh, speak of the devil. I recognize this phone number. South Bay area code, South LA area code 310. I believe this
Manuel.
I believe this is Manuel.
BB King, ED Daily.
Yeah.
What up, fam?
What up, fam?
Gotta give props to my man T-Raj.
True.
Big baller alumnus.
Yep.
On his new show with the Fleet Stack on 710 ESPN for all us LA ballers.
He's alluding to, for the wider audience, our friend of the show, Travis Rogers, has a new evening radio show on ESPN 710 in LA. And I listened to the first episode, or, you know, most of it, the first installment of Travis and his partner, Alan Sliwa, and Manuel called in.
Oh.
Manuel was right there. Man on a, like, he is very prolific with the calls, not just to this podcast, but to all LA sports radio shows.
Yup, tune in.
Yeah.
I saw somebody tweet when he got the new show, which congratulations.
Yeah, good for him.
To Travis, but somebody goes, well, this is going to hurt his chances of appearing on the Baller Lifestyle. And I was thinking, that probably pays a little bit better for him.
It is. Well, you know, he works for Disney. So, our friend of our show, Ryan in Laguna Beach, also, I heard him call in on Trav's first show, and he was very nice and said he couldn't wait for me to be on Travis's show. I will say, Ryan, I'm not expecting that invitation to come.
That Disney call? Mouse House giving you a call?
Yeah, I don't. When we were chopping it up on Yahoo Sports Radio, Sporting News Radio, SB Nation Radio, things were a little more open, a little more loose, a little more available for comedy. These, you know, I think they just want to talk sports over there.
You'll hear me calling. Also, Ryan in Laguna Niguel.
All right.
I'm sure he's in the baller community. Anyhow, check it out. I was at a stoplight right now, right? Look over to the right. I see a dude that is a spitting image of Herb Villachez.
This is insane.
Smoking a dude.
Oh, yeah.
Going dragon steez. Dragon puffing out of his nose, right?
Yep.
So, it made me think, you know, Herb Villachez. For those of you listening who don't know who the hell it is, that's a legend that is tattooed from the original Fantasy Island with Mexican actor Supreme Raul Montalban from the 70s and 80s.
I think we're a little off here.
Well, first of all, isn't he Hervé
Villachez? Yeah. Hervé Villachez. I mean, yeah, that's one thing.
A proud man of Mexican heritage, you would think he would pronounce that
right.
That last syllable.
Also, Raul Montalban, I think he means Ricardo Montalban, and I'm not 100% sure he was Mexican. He might have been Venezuelan.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt there. And also, I prefer to think of him as Nick Knack. The henchman and the man with the golden gun.
Of course. Ricardo I stand correct. I should have known as a man of Mexican heritage yourself, Manuel, that you would know that Ricardo Montalban was also Mexican. He is Mexican. He had a next level, a first level rug back in the day.
He did. It was just he decided this was the color he was going to marry.
Yep.
And he was not, no matter what advice he was getting after that, he's like, no, pretty sure I paid for a rug already.
Yeah.
Or let the sides go a different color.
Yeah.
And I don't care.
I also liked when he was Khan in The Wrath of Khan, because he had to go with a different wig for that one. I mean, it is I'm just looking. I've Google imaged Ricardo Montalban, and his rugs are just on fleek and all. We're definitely going to be going with a picture of Ricardo Montalban on this episode because, oh man, there are some good ones. Okay. Let's see. This is weird because as I was talking earlier about the lover's weekend I had with my beautiful girlfriend, we just had a conversation last night about Hervé Villachez. Like, how often does he come up in conversation?
Shit happens.
Yeah.
We have this with the show. We'll be talking about some random person that hasn't been thought of in 30 years.
Yes.
And then they'll come up twice in 2 weeks. That's or something.
So weird. And Hervé Villachez, he fucked.
Oh, he fucked. And he drank.
Yeah.
And he did almost nothing else.
Yeah, he fucked and he drank. I believe he had like some model girlfriend. I mean, he had many. This guy, he could not be tied down. I believe one of them had him tattooed, not quite life size, on her back. One of his women tattooed an image of tattoo on herself, I recall. He was not, he got it in.
Okay. So yeah. My point is, I always got a kick out of the sidekick, the dwarf sidekick, the midget sidekick,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lost art, man. Yeah. I'm hoping that Hollywood, since they steal every other idea from years past, why don't you bring back the dwarf sidekick?
I agree.
Let's have a midget dude hanging out with some cool cat.
Those guys got to work.
Or a sitcom.
Yeah, yes.
And well, I'm certainly not opposed to anybody working, but my goodness.
You're not allowed to use the M word.
Let's just say little person. I know. Little people.
It's kind of hard not to use the M word, though.
He was just ping-ponging between dwarf and midget without. It's a heartbreaking condition because the world is just not made for you.
No, it isn't.
It's tough enough with different abnormal. I don't even know what to say.
I know, you're fucking it up.
But the world is just. There's a little person that lives in Hoboken.
Oh, really?
I sometimes see him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, you know, there's 55,000 people and you see the little person.
I know, you do. I one time saw, I was picking my daughter up from gymnastics and we were coming home from gymnastics and I saw a little person jogging with his golden retriever and he had the leash of the golden retriever tied around his midsection and he was being towed basically on his jog by the golden retriever. And it's like, I couldn't help but think he did that for me to see. Like he wanted me to see him being towed by his golden retriever on his jog because it's burned in my memory. And if that guy's listening right now, thank you for that. Cause that was really cool to see.
You don't see him as much. Tony Cox is the only guy that
has Bad Santa.
A fair amount of work. Great. And he was in a couple of Me, Myself, and Irene. He was funny in that.
Yeah.
He
was fucking Jim Carrey's wife.
Yeah. Oh, she'll be in Ware Blubber just as we hit the open road.
Yeah.
But I think if I had to guess, I would think there's just less being born now. That's my guess.
Yeah, I think it's a lot like I didn't do this before I had children, but I know people do get these chromosomal
everything.
Yeah, they get these chromosomal tests now, and then because it's I'm an idiot, so take this with a grain of salt. I believe it's a recessive gene situation. So it's, you both have to have something that could make a different thing. And they can test for that now.
Technology has advanced so much that I know of pregnancies in the last few years that they can just tell so much from like blood tests.
Yep.
Now that used to be a much more invasive thing when our kids were being born. And so I'm guessing you just see less.
You get to, you have them hook up that Hoover and just suck that zygote right out of you.
But it's, It's a tough gig. Yeah, so.
But I believe now it's in Manuel's defense, and I'm the last. I'm the last.
About the most famous. Yeah. Peter Dinklage is getting plenty of work.
Buddy of yours, you've seen him in Manhattan, in Chelsea, hammered on the street. Have you not?
West Village, but sure.
Yes, and
you got to figure south of there. But yes,
you got to figure. Much like Andre the Giant, who was a giant, he would often drink 120 bottles of or 120 beers. Follow it up with a case and a half of wine. Follow that up with a couple of bottles of vodka and be fine. Because he was a literal giant. He had acromegalia. Yeah,
he would weight box it like every day.
Every day, and it was no big deal. The opposite is true about a little person.
Sure.
1.5 beers, they're probably on their fucking lips every time. It's just not, they can't even control it. You know, this Bill Simmons, he's very successful. You know, I can't, he's a land baron here in Southern California. I know some people that know him. They say he's a nice guy. But he made a documentary about Andre the Giant, and I was excited for it. And I watched it because the whole fucking thing was about wrestling. That's the one thing we know about the guy. We know he's a wrestler.
Sure, where you're going with this? Yeah. I had the same thought.
Yes,
I was excited because, like, what is this guy's life like?
Yes,
and it was a whole bunch of wrestling shit, which I'm not into.
We already know that about him. It's the whole thing was about wrestling. It's the one thing.
I'm so glad you said that. That was my exact thought. I know the wrestler. Like, I know he's a wrestler, and I don't care about wrestling.
Yes, it's. The only thing we know about the guy is the wrestling aspect of him. Tell us everything else about him. And all it was about how he came up as a wrestler and he was a giant in France and whatever. Went to Japan. Who cares? I want to know.
It's pretty boring.
I mean, they did have a little bit, you know, he had a daughter and he couldn't go anywhere and stuff like that. But that's assumed, you know, like, tell us more. Like, what was it like? What was he like? There wasn't enough of that. Okay, let's go. Oh, that's what I was going to say. In Manuel's defense, and I'm the last one to defend Manuel. Love him as a caller, though. I believe the M word is not allowed. Midget. Saying that only just for reference. I believe, and if there are any little people in our audience, especially if that guy that was running with the Golden Retriever that one time, if any of them are in our audience, I would like them to call in and just educate me. I believe the D word, dwarf, it's a medical term.
Dwarfism is a medical term,
right? So I think it's not a slur, is my point. I think you can kind of pick if you have that condition how you want to be referred to, but I don't think the D word, dwarf, is a slur. The M word, I believe, is widely considered a slurring of people with that condition. Let's let Manuel go on here.
Those things are way, way long overdue for bringing back, as far as Hollywood goes.
Yeah.
Instead of one of these stupid ass sitcoms you always try to resuscitate.
So, Brian.
Yes. Well,
anywho.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know you said, dwarf might be correct. And I was just saying he's pinging around. And I know midget is no good.
Yeah.
But do you think they're okay with being called those things are long overdue?
No, I don't. I think he meant those.
Yes, the word thing is technically okay to say, right. But contextually, I'm not sure referring to them as those things.
I wasn't listening that closely. I thought he meant like those characters in movies. So I don't like
little people sidekick yes. in those things.
Agreed. Not Manuel. Not cool. Not cool. Clean it up, okay, buddy?
Love you, but clean it up.
Yeah, clean it up. Let's be respectful of all people here. Let's not slur people.
You know, just Manuel being Manuel. Manelle being Manelle. So I'm sure one of you ballers will write another song about me call in and complain about me. But guess what? I dipped for a minute. but I'm never gone, baby.
Woo!
I'm a baller, always.
Oh, hell yeah.
Till death do us part.
Woo!
So, if you're into my calls, great. And if you're not, you could suck a dick.
Oh, jeez.
All right? Whoa. Outro. Ew.
Outro.
Bring back the midget sidekick, okay. Damn it.
Okay. thank you for that, Manuel. It's always, you know, I had another, I was playing golf.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You don't listen to his calls to the end usually.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It was a good one, but still that last 2 seconds got in. He hit the guardrails again.
Right. He's trying to push us to a place, and he was definitely doing it there, but he caught me in the right frame of mind. I will say this. He's like, you could write another song about me. And it's funny, I was golfing with some buddies of mine.
Yeah.
And this one buddy of mine, you know, he's a corporate guy. He's does well for himself. He's got a corporate job. He's got a face out there in the corporate world. And so, you know, a lot of times another buddy of mine likes to make fun of him for using drugs on the internet. And he doesn't really use drugs, but he smokes weed. Sometimes he takes edibles, and that doesn't really count. But that also doesn't look good for his corporate face. So he had to ask my other buddy to not consistently call him a drug user on social media. Although it's really funny when he does it. But I was playing golf with him not that long ago, and he goes, I really have been wanting to call into your podcast. He goes, but I don't want anybody to write a song about me. So it's not like, it's not just Manuel thinking about that. There's other people, you know, you're putting yourself out there. It can be embarrassing, but I would recommend everybody, you know, if Manuel can do it, anybody just call right in. Okay. Let's clean it up here. Let's get to another voicemail. Let's see who this is. I don't recognize this number.
Brian, Ed, what's up? It's David in Salt Lake.
Oh, good
Guess
dude.
What? I'm going to keep it short. Hey.
What's the area code of Salt Lake City?
801.
I just don't know that. 801,
okay. 80, I assume. I mean, he's in Salt Lake. Sometimes people move from other places. I don't think David is from Salt Lake.
True.
So, I don't know. But he called from an 801 number. You know, David, last he called in, we thought there was some professional big dong jealousy. And that reminds me, Ed, the penis connoisseur has reached out.
Is it somebody else jacking off?
It's not. I don't know. I didn't get that information.
801 is the SLC, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. He's 801. Just an independent. The only reason I think of this is because last time David called in, we were concerned that there might be some, he might have been saying that our other listener, Guru Stu, was breaking the well-endowed man code of bragging about his big-ass dong. And Dave in Salt Lake, you know, he's 6'8", something like that. He's a large man. And I believe it's been communicated to me that he's pieced up as well. And so there's some, it might have been, he didn't like that because that breaks the code, I think. So that just made me think. Venus Connoisseur reached out to me, Ed.
Okay.
She's received another listener submission.
I can't believe people are just sending. I mean, you got to be super confident.
I thought it was going to be zero. There's another one has reached out, and the connoisseur TPC was not available to come on this week, so I don't want whoever the submitter was to feel like he's been brushed to the wayside. We're very excited to have the penis connoisseur come on and review yet another dong submission for rating.
Is the goal? It's just guys putting it out there because they're hoping they're so impressive. She's going to want to get together with them. Or do you think they really just want to have their dick reviewed?
No, it turns them on. Well, I don't know. I guess
like the guys who airdrop on the subway.
Yeah.
To people?
Yes. They like that. They're showing a girl their dick. It's kind of hot to them. And I'm not against it. You know, I'm cool with it. But I just, little preview. I just thought of it right now. Now that David's called in, little preview. New Dong submission coming. Dong review coming. I don't know if it'll be next week or the week after. We've got to coordinate with the connoisseur. But when the connoisseur is available to call in, she's got a review coming for us. The penis expert at yahoo.com. If you guys want to show your dong to a girl, that'll tell you what she thinks of it. Okay, let's get back to David.
I once airdropped on a subway.
Yeah.
It was after a long night, and I was with a buddy. And this was only like 3 years ago or something.
Oh, my God.
And
are you sure you want to admit to this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it was just, it was, you know, that like, it wasn't super late because I can't do that anymore. But it was like midnight on a Saturday. And there were young, random people. And I sent it to this guy.
Yeah.
And because it was like, I don't know, is it Steve or something? So I knew it was a guy.
Yeah.
And so you airdrop. Uh-huh. I sent him a picture of Ronald McDonald's, and I could tell he like perked up when it was, I think it asked you if you want to accept the picture.
Yeah, it does.
Something like that. And so, you know, he thought, oh.
He thought he was getting some tits or something.
Yeah. Thought he was getting something. Yeah. And you could see him like kind of scanning the subway car, and it was just trying hard not to laugh.
Yeah, that is pretty
Ronald McDonald.
I don't know how, because I often try to airdrop stuff to myself from one device to the next, and the devices are literally 0.4 centimeters apart from each other,
nothing in the area.
Yes. Yeah. So people are like,
you have to be like using the phone at the time.
Yes.
Like, it has to be processing the internet at the time. Like, it's bullshit.
I don't know how it happens, because it doesn't happen when I try. Okay, let's get back to David.
The reason I like, I was choosing the Bucks is because the way they were playing, the way they rolled the Saints, the way they rolled the Packers at home, both on the road. So I honestly had faith in them. So anyway, just imagine your team, was it the Chargers or Rams? Okay, I'm not a big Tom Brady fan. I am now. But, or Ed, the Redskins, the Washington football team, gets Tom Brady for 2 years. You're not going to root for him? Come on. So the reason for the call is, though, he's getting a lot of shit for getting drunk and throwing that fucking trophy, that stupid Lombardi trophy, across to Gronk. He's partying. And now somebody's complaining and they want an apology, somebody who had something to do with the making of the statue or whatever. But as far as I'm concerned, Gronk could have caught that. He could have chucked it to the bottom of the fucking Tampa Bay. Who gives a fuck? I mean, I want your takes on that, because I think it's ridiculous. It's fucking stupid. They can make another trophy for how much money? I'm sure Brady would pay for it, but all right, guys. I hope your teams do well, in hockey, baseball. So, but yeah. I told you I'd keep it short. See you. Bye.
Thanks, David. Ed, are you familiar with that controversy?
Daughter? Yeah. The daughter of, this was, I forgot to add this to our story, so I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah.
The daughter of the guy who made or designed the original, she goes, I have lost 2 nights sleep this week just thinking about it. Like, you fucking lunatic. We're in a pandemic and you are losing sleep over a potential trophy that can be replaced. It wasn't a fucking 6 week old.
Yeah. It wasn't Lord Stanley's cup. There's only one of those.
Whatever. I'm sure there's been many I know that those things have gotten destroyed and they've made new ones.
Yeah, people fuck on them. Yeah.
Oh, everything.
Yeah.
But, get the fuck out of here. That is such a big deal. Like, at least it showed Tom Brady being somewhat human, that he was fucking around. Like, I mean, these guys are having a boat parade, and the sad part of that parade was somebody having to carry a grown man at like 3 p.m, carry him out of there.
Yeah.
That was the sad.
It's weird to me. And fuck Tom Brady, but it's weird to me that Tom Brady, a man who's never allowed a strawberry to pass his lips, that he's so dialed in to his health and his training and his regime, his nutrition, that he doesn't eat nightshades, which I don't, that's like tomatoes. Tomatoes are filled with lycopene. I don't know what, like, tomato is a healthy thing to eat.
Very healthy.
Yeah, he doesn't eat those. He doesn't eat all sorts of things. He'd never tasted a fucking, a strawberry till he was like 40 years old. Insane. That's insane to say. But also, he'll get shit-faced on a boat? Like, that's confusing to me, right? Like, what is your discipline? Yeah. Don't pretend you're so disciplined.
But he seems like a real turd outside the football sphere, so I'm sure he just got peer pressured because he doesn't know how to act around like,
because he's a nerd.
Regular people.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a nerd. He's so a nerd. Like at that point, he's like, "Oh, I guess I have to drink," and then he couldn't handle, it, and it was sad.
Yeah.
But when he was fucking around with the trophy, it was like, "Hey, here's somebody being human."
Yeah.
And this dipshit, the woman whose father designed the first trophy or some bullshit like that.
Who cares?
What do you have to do with it?
Fuck.
Is that your only purpose on life, that your dad once designed a trophy 55 years ago?
Yeah. It's called a commission. Somebody pays you to make something, then they can do whatever the fuck they want with the thing. If you don't want them to do whatever they want with the thing, don't make the thing for the person that's paying you. Only make things for yourself that you'll treat the way you want them. The fuck out of here with that. But also fuck Tom Brady. But not for tossing the Lombardi trophy.
Fuck Tom Brady, but not for tossing the trophy.
And also, it's kind of funny because I didn't realize, because the only video I saw was like a meme thing, and it was like somebody else's face on Gronk. I didn't realize he was tossing it to Gronk, because I was like, oh, he just threw it to some people on a boat? How do you know they were going to catch it? But he threw it to Gronk. Of course he's going to catch it. Guy had a couple touchdowns in the Super Bowl. The guy fucking catches shit. That's the funny thing about it. He's throwing to his receiver. Love it. Okay, one more. Oh, RIP Vincent Jackson. Did you hear that? Former Charger.
Did he kill himself?
They just found him. That's what it sounds like to me.
I mean, they found him dead in a hotel room,
yeah,
right?
Very
sick. He was great.
He was great, but he was never the same after he left Philip Rivers. You know, a lot.
I thought he put in some good years with the Bucks.
He was okay. It's a symbiotic relationship. You got to be a good receiver. You got to have a good quarterback, and to be a good quarterback, you got to have good receivers. You need both. But you know, these guys take a lot of blows to the head. It's very sad.
Speaking of that. I remember Alvin Harper, the Cowboys receiver, was
the White House.
Who played next to Irvin.
Yeah, he coordinated the White House, where the house that they all had to, that they go party and do coke and fuck hookers in. He was the guy.
I remember the Redskins signed him.
Yep.
And the next year he had 15 catches or something like that on the year.
Yeah. He didn't because the good guy was covering him.
He didn't play next to Michael Irvin and Jay Novacek and have Emmitt Smith and he was dog shit.
Yes. That happens, right? Hey, how about, you remember a guy called Scott Pippen? Played for the Chicago Bulls?
The most overrated player in the history of the game. It's
pretty good when the defense was on Michael Jordan the whole time. He wasn't getting double teamed. He could go to the rack.
Definitely helps.
Went to the Hall of Fame. Top 50 player all time. How do you feel about that, Ed?
Awful.
Awful. Okay. Let's listen to this last voicemail. We've really been talking here, but it's kind of fun.
Hey, guys. Brian was talking about going
to... Ah, Jesus. It's this guy, LSU Lala, with a gorgeous voice, and he stopped fucking for a second to call us. He's always fucking with his smooth-ass voice, and then once in a while, he'll stop and call. He'll like one of my Instagram stories, or he'll call in to the podcast. He's like, I'm gonna take a break from fucking...
You know, in movies and TV shows where they're showing fucking, but they don't want to show the graphic scene. So you just see a lot of romping going on in under the sheets. Yeah. And then you see an arm reach out and grab the phone from the nightstand. That's him.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. Also, in movies where they're like, hey, You've been railing me all night. You've had me in every position. My legs were over my head. You were hitting it from behind. You went, you dropped a finger. I was blowing you. We did butt stuff. But now that it's morning, I'm going to get up to go answer the phone, and I'm going to cover myself with the sheet.
Yeah, I'm going to take all the sheets with me.
Yes. I'm gonna put the sheet from the bed around me. Meanwhile, you were filleting me all night long with your dong. You've seen every single square inch of my body inside and out. But now I'm a little embarrassed. I'm gonna put a sheet around myself.
Or the alternative, where hey, let's go at it again, and nobody is like, hey, shouldn't we brush our teeth? Because this is disgusting.
Ed. This is on the Bachelor lifestyle. I talk about this every season when they do the overnights, the fantasy suites. I'm like, just give us a quick shot of, you know how they show the shoes?
Yeah.
That's how you know they fucked. There's a shot of the girl's shoes like on the coffee table or the nightstand or the floor, and you're like, oh, they got it on. Do the same thing, but show their toothbrushes and they're kind of glistening. You go, oh, the toothbrush is wet. They've brushed their teeth because they're making out in the morning. It's disgusting. Get up and brush your fucking teeth. Me especially, Ed, because I sleep with that mouth guard, the night guard.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too. And it makes it really gross in the morning.
You got to brush straight away. You got to get straight in that bathroom and brush those teeth. And I do that for my partner. To let him know, I got a nice, clean mouth for you.
Of course. It's disrespectful to not have a clean mouth.
In a movie, it's just a real quick thing. Hey, let me brush my teeth. Boom. They're back at it. You could
take 3/10 of a second.
Yes.
Out of your film.
Totally agree. I think about it all the time. Okay. Voicemail. LSU. Guy fucks a lot.
Canes. It's an institution in the South, but mainly.
Oh, he's talking about Canes. I was talking about last week after during the Super Bowl. I tried to pick up Canes, which is chicken strips and like it's kind of like Chipotle style, like ranch. It's good, and they got.
It was closed, right?
And it was closed. So he's talking about Canes.
It did start in Baton Rouge back when I was in college. The guy was a grad student, and that was one of the programs he had come up with for a class, and I want to say he got like a C on the project, but he ended up going out on his own and starting a restaurant, and it kicked off, and it's blown up down here, and it's expanded slowly.
I don't know if LSU's internalizing this, but LSU, while you were at Baton Rouge, and all you were thinking about was fucking and getting it in with more co-eds and stacking bodies and hitting those numbers that you hit so many numbers, you don't even know how many numbers you hit. This fucking guy got a C on a project, and he was like, oh, since my mind isn't clouded with pussy all the time, I'm going to go out and start a fucking business. And oh, guess what? That business is fucking nationwide. It's in Southern California. There's two locations within driving distance of my house. And every time I go, it's a half an hour line at the drive-thru. That's all I'm saying, LSU. Hey, LSU, you and I, we kind of got the same thing. All right. But you got a bigger body count. Let's be honest.
Well, Lala was taking all the women. So this guy had nothing else to do but concentrate on a multi-million dollar business.
That's right. He just, yes. Now this guy is rich as fuck. And I'm sure LSU does fine. And he's a married man now. He's tamed himself. He got it all out back when he was doing big work at the Go Tigers. But this guy started Canes. And yes, I do pick it up for my kids. My kids hit me up to get them Canes all the time. Although they also got the sweet tea there. And what's up with you guys in your sweet tea? Disgusting. Disgusting. You Southerners. Like, what is that? There's so much sugar in your tea. Okay, hold on.
How many states in now? But it's good stuff. But talking about Canes, Brian, what's your go-to order? Please tell me you don't get the coleslaw. I hope you don't. But typically down here, it's sub out the slaw for some extra bread, or that Texas toast, and some extra sauce. So
Yeah.
Just want to see what your go-to order was.
That's a good point. Okay, so he's right about that. I do get the slaw. But
I'm not a slaw guy.
I'm not. It's just like a change of pace, like a couple bites of it, whatever. Because it's just like those little like portion cups, like those little like 1 ounce cups of slaw.
Yeah, I hear you.
But they really fuck you on the sauce there. Because there's only three. He's like, what do you get? There's only three things on the menu. There's the fingers, chicken fingers. There's slaw. And there's Texas toast. And I don't really fuck with the Texas toast, but I get it for my kids and they like it. I only really eat the fingers with the sauce. But Ed, they fuck you on that sauce. They make you pay for the fucking sauce. The dipping sauce. They'll give you like...
They're going to charge you for fucking sauce?
Yeah. And the sauce is like, they give you like one sauce will last you like 2 to 3 fingers. So you need to get some extra one so everybody got enough sauce. And so I just basically do the... I mean, I fuck with the coleslaw, but just because it's there. I don't like go all in on it, but I don't really eat the toast because I'm mostly concentrating on the chicken fingers, which are fantastic. Really good. Really crispy, really moist, and the sauce, which is great, but they shouldn't charge you for it. It's like 75 cents per sauce.
No, that's not okay.
Might even be a buck. All right. Guys, thank you for all the voicemails. Let's knock out a couple emails. We've been talking here forever. We've got a lot of stories to get to. We're going to have to race through them. Let's do a couple quick voicemails or emails. Greetings, Brian and, quote, Ed. I already hit Brian up over Twitter, but I'm curious what, quote, Ed thinks here. I'm the owner of Odd 13 Brewing, and every so often we make a beer called Bad Guy with an Agenda as a, quote, tribute to friend of the show, Travis Rogers. We just brewed the beer again, and Brian already agreed to have me send some of the beer to talk about on the show. And by talk about, I actually mean mocking Travis, quote, Ed. If you'd like me to ship you a 4-pack to taste and mock along, let me know where to send it. That is from Ryan Scott, a first name hoarder, obviously. Odd 13 Brewing, which is in Colorado. Ryan, we did have that conversation. I didn't see the part where you said, let me know if Ed wants some too. So I did not mean to ignore you there. Of course, Ed wants some. I will send you his information. And then after 311, of course, 311 day, Ed and I will taste some of your delicious Bad Guy with an Agenda IPA here on the show. Thank you for that, Ryan.
And I'm sure it's good because I've been to several breweries in Colorado and they're all good. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. They know what they're doing there. Here's another one. Brian and, quote, Ed. You guys. Nice. I know.
By the way.
Yeah.
That was not Pete, and he's putting me in quotes.
He's picked it up from Pete. Pete started something here.
Come on, Ryan.
You guys do a great job, and while I hate to correct you, you both left something out of last week's pod with regards to Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
While you accurately mentioned that people don't care about his actions in Eagle, that he treed a concierge against her will... consequently deal did her, it's what he does in parentheses, and then bullied a helicopter pilot into flying through the fog, ultimately resulting in the deaths of 9 people, you neglected to mention a mitigating factor. They were headed to an 8th grade girls basketball tournament. What was he supposed to do? Not fly through the fog? Be late? Mambas don't, quote, do long car rides, and only pussies fear fog-shrouded hillsides. That tournament must have been as important to Kobe as Poon and high-heeled boots are to Lewis Hamilton.
I thought we were going to get through a whole one without Lewis popping up.
I thought he pivoted. Anyway, keep up the good work. Pete and Pocatello. Well, Pete and Pocatello with a minor pivot, but back to his original thing. Thank you guys so much. Fantastic emails, fantastic voicemails. We love you guys. Ed, what is going on in the world of sports?
Thank you. My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own joy on DVD.
Ed, what is happening in the world of sports?
I do want to point out, you know, Kobe had to get to that 8th grade girls basketball team because he's hashtag girl dad.
He's girl dad. Hashtag girl dad. Yeah.
The worst.
And you know, that look, this is an awful tragedy. It's very sad for all anyone yes. involved, obviously. But you know that there's a little more pressure when you're chauffeuring your most high profile client. If it's
who could break your business.
Right.
Who could break it.
Yeah, right. It's if it's just somebody that's in town that wants to be flown down the coastline to get a look at things from the sky, you'll fucking tell them it's not safe for sure. 100% No thanks. But if it's Kobe Bryant. Yeah.
Right. He died because fame got to his head. There's no question about it because he couldn't even comprehend because he's got so much money. He couldn't comprehend of doing like tedious shit that normal people have to deal with.
Yeah.
He couldn't comprehend it. Like we've got to go. Whereas if you told one of us like, hey, it's really dangerous. We're not going to do it. It's like, ah, fuck, I guess we're going to be sitting in traffic. But that's the next progression. But he. You know, that's a guy whose fame killed him.
Yeah.
That's exactly why he died.
I don't disagree with you in any way. I think that's the Occam's razor, the least assumptions right there is what actually happened. What's up, Ed?
NAIA, which is like the NCAA without any sort of pretense of rules.
It's like, it's like Division IV. It's like the religious schools and shit.
When guys are just. And when they're out of academic options, that's where they'll, you know, all right, we'll let you shoot 70 times a game.
Yes.
It's just chaos over there. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely some quality there, but NAIA, Bluefield College's kneeling during the anthem resulted in suspensions and a forfeit.
Why? Just like, don't give it any energy. Like, if it bugs you so much, don't acknowledge it. I do it all the time with people. If you know,
you tell your kids.
Right. If you know that somebody's doing something to bother you, just act like it didn't happen and it takes away the power. Well, you only fuck yourself. Like, who cares? Who cares if your NAIA team kneels? Who cares about the fucking anthem? Who cares? Who cares?
And I want the people, I want to know the stance of all those people that were so upset by the kneeling. I want to know how incensed they were when a cop was beaten to death on January 6th. I want to know if those people like think it's disrespecting to kneel during a basketball game. I want to see how fired up. I want to see evidence of them being fired up about January 6th.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's how you know that they don't have any convictions because they're the same people that say blue lives matter until they take a blue life.
Until they don't.
Yeah, exactly.
I know what color they don't think matters.
Right.
Japan Olympics chief who said women talk too much will resign over remarks.
Are they also... Is the guy that says the sun is 93 million miles away from the earth also gonna resign? Is the guy that says the sky is blue, they're gonna be like, you need to resign now because you said the sky is blue. If somebody in the Japanese Olympic Committee says that the earth revolves around the sun and the moon revolves around the earth, is he also gonna have to resign his job? On the Olympic Committee?
The only exception I would say to what he said is it should have been Ed's kids talk a lot. And I mean, just tonight, like we try to watch, yeah, different movies or something, or maybe it was last night. Cute. We try to watch something as a family, and we get like a half hour into it, and it's like, all right, we'll pick it up tomorrow. That's enough. But they, everybody, including Michelle, everybody has this disease where they talk over important dialogue because they need to get their thoughts out.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I do.
And I just turned to Michelle. I was like, they learned this from watching you. They learned this from watching you. Everybody talks all the time in my house.
Everybody. Where did you learn to talk over these shows like this? I learned it from watching you, okay?
Exactly. I'm the only person in this. I mean, this podcast is all the talking I do for the week. I way more than I do for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
But people talk so much. It's okay to just let some space exist.
I'm very guilty of this. I make jest at this Japanese Olympic Committee situation, but I'll do this. I like to pontificate on things I see on shows, so I will pause to
but you're pausing.
I pause constantly, and my lady friend just kind of looks at me like, how about you just let it play like 2 minutes? Not pause it every 10 seconds to explain one fact you know about something of the location that this movie is taking place. Like, you know, I don't give a fuck, right? No one does, but I'm humoring you, except it's too many times. So I kind of understand, because I'm very guilty of this. That's why I make a joke.
Well, at least you pause.
Yeah. Well, I'm in control. I'm the man. I know how to use the remote. So I have control of it.
Colin Kaepernick's TV production was threatened by anti-BLM protesters.
I saw this headline, and I don't know what Kaepernick's doing for TV, but I know he does a lot of good work.
It's a documentary.
So if you're anti-BLM,
I think it's like a five-part. Yeah,
right. If you're anti-BLM, so you're saying Black Lives Don't Matter.
Exactly what you're saying,
right? That's a weird thing to be anti when people are like, hey, just like, we don't want to be killed, and you're like, can't get on board with that. Mm-hmm. sorry about that.
Like I don't like your agenda. I don't like how they're approaching it. It's like this thing came about in the wake of Trayvon Martin. They were just saying, you know what, enough is enough. And once that hashtag combined with like cell phone videos, like the percentage of people who thought Black people were being treated unfairly jumped like 20% after 2 years. Like, people started seeing evidence. It was a rallying cry that, like, hey, you guys need to notice all the shit that goes down.
Yeah. It's okay. A different world. We don't notice. Yeah. It's okay.
It's okay to recognize that the deck is sometimes stacked in your favor or against people, and it's okay to just acknowledge it and see how the world can improve, or, you know, new people to be held accountable. But it's crazy to have these, like, you know that they didn't vote for your guy, and so you can't agree with, like, a pretty tribalism. Basic principle.
Yeah, it's, Ed, it's the fucking golden rule. Everything comes down to the golden rule.
Everything comes to that.
It's just that fucking simple. And it's weird, because a lot of these people, they proclaim loudly that they have faith. And as far as I can tell, I'm not a scholar of this, but it seems to me that nearly every faith comes down to the one basic principle that we're talking about: treating other people as you would want to be treated.
Exactly.
It's just that. And it's stop, like, looking at people like, because they look different than you, that they're different than you, or they hold some different belief than you. Everybody just wants to be treated with respect and dignity. It's that easy. It's not hard to do.
We've taken heat in the past, and I assume those people are not still listening.
I haven't checked our iTunes reviews in a while.
But you guys are virtuous signaling. We're not. We're just talking about something I honestly believe everybody wants to believe in themselves.
Yes, absolutely.
Everybody wants to believe in the golden rule. Yeah. But if you're anti-BLM, you're saying the absolute opposite of the golden rule.
Yeah, you're saying black lives don't matter. They do not matter. And that's, you know, think about that. Okay, what else?
Boxer Adrian Broner, which I hadn't heard him in a couple of years, but he's got a message for anyone who thinks he's washed. Eat a dick and put gravy on it.
I mean, okay. Hey, there's not really a comeback to that. Like, although gravy
makes it better.
Very fattening.
I think it's fattening, but I mean, you know, if it's the fourth Thursday of November.
Yeah,
I'm all aboard the gravy train.
I cover the whole plate in gravy. I load the plate, and then I ladle
it. Years worth of gravy that meal.
It's the only day I eat gravy. Thanksgiving.
I think
unless
a restaurant is putting it in, you know. Yeah. But it's the only time I will ever make gravy in my house.
Yeah. There used to be this restaurant where I'm from. People that are from Orange County will know this place. It was called Sid's Steakhouse, and it was owned by this, he's since passed on, but it was owned by this, this eccentric restaurateur called Sid Sofer. And there was no sign on the restaurant. They didn't take reservations. There was no salt and pepper on the table. And if you called and asked for directions, they would hang up on you. And if you were eating at the restaurant and you're like, hey, could I get some salt and pepper? They would just turn around and walk away, but they would he would age his steaks. He did the most amazing steaks, and you would get a bacon wrap filet with these mashed potatoes that he did and salad. And it was like $12 and it was so good. But Ed, he did this black, this gravy, it was like, I don't know what it was made from, but it was like really dark color, and it would come on the mashed potatoes. And I remember one time I was eating at the bar and this other guy was eating by me, and they had lamb chops on special that night. And I could tell he wanted more of that gravy, but he was so afraid to ask. And this was also the same night that I was drinking my beer.
A little bit of a soup Nazi situation.
Right, yes. This was also the same night that I was drinking my beer out of a champagne glass because they ran out of every other kind of glass. It was just that kind of place. And I just remember him being so sheepish to ask, hey, do you think, I'm sorry, but is it possible maybe, could I get a little more of that gravy? And the gravy was so fucking good. And yeah, she brought it to him. So yes, but I would say this, eat a dick, the better, I mean, put some gravy on it is kind of good. And so I can't really think to improve on it because I wouldn't think to say that in the first place. But I would say eat a dick until the gravy comes out.
I
brew my own homemade gravy, and it's the antidotes in there. So if you want, you can eat this dick until you get the gravy. Or, you know, I don't know. Workshop it a little bit. I can't do it better than Adrian Broner.
Yeah, spitball it for a little while. Yeah. Get the whiteboard out.
I would want some type of a jizz related punchline to really like hit home. Although it might not be possible to improve upon eat a dick and put gravy on it.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, exactly. Good for Adrian Broner. Segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Ed, what's going on in the world of not sports stories?
This is kind of a not surprising at all and surprising story all in the same thing. RIP Larry Flint, which we all, I think, can agree it was probably his time. Here's the surprising part.
Yeah.
He was 78 years old in 2021.
I'll say it. Pretty good movie. Milos Forman, Edward Norton, Woody Harrelson. Courtney Love played the wife. Pretty good movie. I recall seeing the theater, The People versus Larry Flint, but that was in the late 1990s, pre-9/11.
I believe it was like 96 or 7,
yeah,
something like that.
I thought Larry Flint was 73 at the time that came out, and that would have been 25 years ago.
I thought for sure he was in his 90s.
Yes. Also, he's one
78.
He actually, like, is, let's be honest, his pornography was disgusting. His magazine was
really was gross.
Really gross. But that said, he was a great champion for free speech, no matter what you think of him. He was.
Yeah.
He really walked the walk to the point that they tried to murder him. Like, he started this in the South, I believe. He was from the Cincinnati, Ohio, Northern Kentucky area.
I believe you're right.
Yeah, and he was shot by a sniper in the spine and lost the use of his legs because
like 40 years ago, right?
Right, because he cared about free speech, or, you know, he wanted to publish dirty magazines. That said, he's also one of those guys, much like Stephen Hawking, I believe he was one of these guys that pivoted to the nurse. Like, whoever was in charge of cleaning him,
yeah,
he was like, how about we just get married? I believe he married the nurse who was, you know, tended to his needs. R.I.P. Larry Flint.
Yes, certainly walk the walk.
Yep.
Here's one of those kind of ordinary headlines that I felt like maybe we shouldn't even bother with, but I'll just say it. Mississippi teen reunited with pet rooster after it escaped at a Cracker Barrel in Alabama while the boy was attending a Civil War reenactment.
I mean, that's
really
the Onion.
Every box there.
Yeah.
We hit every box there.
I mean, it's not just because of the brevity factor. It's still not as good as Wolf Hybrids Kill Mini Horse, but there's so many things in there. It's got Mississippi in it. It's got teen. It's got rooster, but the rooster is modified by a word before it, pet. It's and then the pet rooster escaped. That's there. Cracker Barrel, only because Waffle House would have been a little too on the nose. Cracker Barrel is there, which is amazing.
And then the last three words. Civil War reenactment.
Insane that they're doing that. And then it happened in Mississippi and Alabama. I mean, they just really wanted to please us with that. I'm just happy this guy got his pet rooster back. I remember I told you I stayed in an Airbnb on a farm, or yeah, in a barn recently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You
and
said that.
As I was driving into the barn, a rooster, there was chickens there, and a rooster was in the middle of the road where I was driving, having his way with one of the hens.
Well,
just really.
They don't call him cocks for nothing.
Right. Just really, like, had her by the neck, you know, because basically all animal sex is rape. And he was doing work right there. And I'll be honest, I never really thought about how it went down, and it's exactly what you're picturing. That rooster was just hitting it, rape style.
It's pretty crazy that the Civil War reenactments still go on.
Yeah,
like because it. I mean, or the Confederate flag. Like the TV show Weeds lasted longer than the Confederacy. It wasn't like that big of a movement in history. It was just a fuck up for 4 years that nobody can get over.
Yeah, agreed. But the chick from Weeds was way hotter than the Confederacy.
Yeah, I watched, and then I think I watched even like through the last season, and I was like, why am I watching this? Yeah. And it's like, yeah, because there she's is so a hot. Small chance I'm going to see her naked. Yeah,
I know.
That was the only. By the end, it was really. Yeah. I enjoyed it for a while, but every show there's just a shelf life.
Yeah, they can't go on forever. She's one of those ones, and her name escapes me.
Mary Stewart.
Stewart Masterson.
No, it's something like that.
Yeah. She's one of those. Mary Louise Parker, that's her name.
Mary Louise Parker, yeah.
She's one of those ones that only gets better with age.
Yeah.
You know, like she was hotter on Weeds than she was when she was in Fried Green Tomatoes. And she's probably hotter now than when she was on Weeds.
I could definitely see that. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the rare few that just only somehow get more beautiful as they get more mature. Good for her.
Bruce Springsteen. We took some shots at him last week because of his commercial. And then the news broke that he got a DUI and Jeep was removing the ads. And then the story came out. Cops saw him having one shot of tequila with fans and he was on his bike and they did not let him get out of the parking lot and arrested him for a DUI.
I heard not only that, he only mounted his bike and started it. He didn't even start to roll on it. And what
kind of, not like he was wobbly. This is like they just saw it and they're like, all right, we got him. I mean, my God, this dude is like the king of New Jersey. He lived 10 minutes away and he was just, he had one shot with some fans who were like, hey, let's give. So anybody knows, all right, I can have one shot and it's not going to kill. And it doesn't make it for an awkward mood. It's like, all right, sure, I'll have a shot. And then I'm on my way. And immediately after the DUI, you see a whole bunch of people being like, I've known Bruce my whole life. And like his dad was an alcoholic. He doesn't get shit faced because like he'll nurse one drink for a party. Like it was all this shit. And you just think, my God, like this cop needs to make a name for himself right by where Bruce lives. Bruce is Mr. New Jersey.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying let him get wobble into a car and plow people over, but there was no basis for it. They just decided we're gonna arrest this dude.
I believe his blood alcohol level was like 0.025, one quarter of the legal limit.
A quarter of the legal limit.
Yes,
he had one shot. He literally, like he said, no, I just had one drink right there, and he was it was truthful. He just had one drink.
Yes, What are the laws there? What kind of system are you running over there in New Jersey, Ed?
I mean, if that law is going to work against the most famous New Jersey resident, that's insane.
We talked about this over text. This is much like the shithead Texas cop that arrested Willie fucking Nelson for weed.
Unacceptable.
It's just certain people are above the law. That's just all there is to it.
Right. Willie in Texas.
Willie in Texas.
Willie should be carried around.
Yes.
The police should give him an escort everywhere he goes in Texas.
Absolutely. He is the fucking, he's the grandpa of the country, but even more so in Texas. He's done more for Texas than pretty much anybody. Similarly.
Yeah. And Bruce is a good person too. He does a lot of shit for New Jersey.
Yes. Unbelievable.
I mean, I really was just so, because at first you see it and he had just had that shitty commercial and I was thinking, oh, wow, this has been a bad week for him. And then you realize he just got fucked by a couple of shitty cops. Like, that's what it comes down to.
Yep.
And every police officer in New Jersey should release a statement that these fucking guys, we are not standing behind the thin blue line with these guys. These are bad cops. We need to separate ourselves from them.
Yeah, absolutely. This guy should be shamed out of his job. Both of them should be. I remember one time a CHP guy told me, he's like, you can do 14 miles an hour over the speed limit. He's like, but you can't do 15. And he goes, he was a lieutenant, and he goes, if one of my officers comes to me at the end of the day and he gives me a ticket and he's written somebody a ticket for going 14 miles over the speed limit and not 15, he's like, I'm gonna write him up. That's the rules. 15 miles an hour over is what you can write a ticket for, not 14. So similarly, you can there's drunk people out there. Pull over the drunk people and get them off the road.
I do not condone. I've never I don't drive that much anyway. Yes. But I've never driven drunk. Like, I just don't.
You don't have to.
I don't drive.
Yeah.
Right, but to just like set up a fucking trap because you saw the guy do one shot in a parking lot. These fucking animals.
It's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting.
Scientists say they found a portal to the fifth dimension. I don't even know how to process that. What? What is the fifth dimension?
I don't know, because we can't. We only have the five senses. So it's like there's. I mean, it's kind of like, look.
Well, I know 3D is shit coming out. So yeah. Four is what? Yeah. Do we live in four dimension?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Here's what I'll tell you. In my life, I have dabbled in the psychedelic realm. And I'm not saying this happened a couple weeks ago, but I was looking at this tree and I realized, and this happens to me every time I go to the psychedelic realm, I realize that all these other life forms on the planet have a consciousness that we don't understand. And they communicate in a way that we can't see and we can't understand. And their civilizations have been here much longer than our civilizations, and they will continue to be here after we're gone. They know we're just visiting this place and they're here forever. And
man, you must have gotten really fucked up.
Yeah. And this happens every time. And so they know that we're just kind of an experiment and they're the actual thing. And they saw the dinosaurs hanging out and they knew the dinosaurs were temporary. And now the dinosaurs are gone and now we're here and they know we're temporary and they're just going to continue to exist. And that, so there's probably all sorts of that shit. You know, you walk around on the ground. The ground that you walk on is covered with bacteria. There's all sorts of life forms going on. There's whole galaxies and universes happening under your feet that you don't understand. And also,
when you said you recently, are you talking about like an hour ago? This conversation feels like you're still.
Yes, I talk about the shit. This is the kind of shit I do when I pause the show. This is the kind of stuff I talk about. Neil deGrasse Tyson, who you're a fan of, as am I. Oh, you missed. I posted on my story the other day because somebody posted that Neil deGrasse Tyson was a horse in his 20s, and the man was a fucking sex god, Ed. You got to look up, Google some.
Was he wearing the vest?
He didn't have the vest back then because he was all fit. I think he might have been a wrestler, and he had like the chops, sideburns, and the little mini fro. Wow. My man was doing work LSU Lala style back then, but he says. You know, he's done the math. There's a 50% chance we could be living in a simulation right now. That this is whatever we perceive as being real is just a computer program. And we think we're living real life and we're just Sims, just like the fucking video game. So the fifth dimension could be this whole different thing that's happening around us that we just can't perceive of because we don't have the senses to do it. We don't have the consciousness to get us to the fifth dimension. So, hey, I'm interested. I want to know what these guys found. That's all.
Yeah. I would rather these guys focus on like getting salt out of the water so there's more drinking water.
That's good. People. I like, well, you know my thing, when I become the king, I take all the scientists off cancer research, all the like mundane shit. And I get him to figure out that stringless banana. How come? And don't tell me to fucking peel it the other way. I do peel it the other way. That is how I peel it. There's still fucking strings. Okay. How is it 2021 and we still have fucking strings on our bananas? It's disgusting.
I was fighting with a string like a few days ago.
It's disgusting.
And it's tough to get off your finger too.
Ugh, gross.
Big announcement. From Katherine Heigl on the Drew Barrymore show, she said nobody calls her Katherine. Nobody. Listen, nobody calls me Katherine Heigl.
That's her name.
Well, what do they call her? She revealed.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Her friends call her Kate. or Katie.
Katie. Yeah, that makes sense. Katherine.
I mean... That would be, that'd be like, I'm sorry. No one calls me Edward. I'd be like, oh, well, what could it be? Yeah. Is it doorknob? Yeah. What do they call you? Yeah. It's Ed.
Ed. Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Well, I mean, her profession.
Drew Barrymore has a show?
I know. It's crazy. I think it's doing pretty well. You know who else has a show is the that rotund chick from American Idol. Kelly Clarkson. I'm Kelly Clarkson. Who's Kelly Clarkson? Yeah, Drew Barrymore has a show. More importantly, why is she interviewing Katherine Heigl? Kate Heigl.
Yeah, wasn't it like? Didn't she get dumped from Grey's Anatomy because nobody liked her?
Yeah, because she's problematic. Apparently,
she's very opinionated on her name.
Yes, it's very. No, yeah,
nobody calls me Katherine. Nobody. Okay. What do you want to be called?
Yeah. I know. Well, good for her.
And we should finish on a high note.
Yep.
Hitler's toilet seat sold for $19,000 after being looted by U.S. soldiers from his Bavarian retreat during World War II.
Oh, this is the Eagle's Nest. I've been there.
Toilet seat?
Yeah. I've been to the Eagle's Nest, and it's been remodeled. I'm certain that there's toilet seats there. It's on the top of a mountain. You have to take a elevator to get to the top of the mountain to go to Hitler's retreat. What is it with the...
What are you going to do with it? You're going to frame it? What are you going to do with it? Hey, see over there?
Yeah.
That's where the Defrier curled one out.
Yeah.
Right on that thing.
Ed. Come on. this is a lot like Chris Cooper in American Beauty. He had that plate.
Oh, yeah.
He had that one Nazi plate.
He had some shit in his garage.
Right. And people collect that stuff. And I'm just... Sometimes for the wrong reasons, I think. But it's kind of weird. Like, how would you even know? Does it have a certificate of authenticity? Do they get DNA off of it? Like, how would you know?
Even so,
yeah.
What do you do with that?
I don't know.
A plate, as if you're a disgusting Nazi enthusiast, it's still a plate. You can like display it or something.
Yeah.
A toilet seat. I've never once seen a toilet seat on display. And I've been to Graceland. The most famous toilet seat in America is not on display.
That's right. He died on that thing. The king. Yeah.
I mean, that's the ultimate toilet seat in America, and that's not on display. What do we need?
Right.
Hitler's not famous for taking dumps.
Yeah, no, he's not. He's famous for having that weird dick.
Yeah,
he had a super weird micro penis or something, or had the hole on the bottom. There's a name for it.
Might have had one testicle too.
Yeah, one testicle. I think we talked about this recently. Well, it's if you got 19 grand for Hitler's toilet seat, like you got too much money. Like you shouldn't have that 19 grand.
Of course, and if somebody who wants that should never have that kind of money.
Yeah, I agree.
You should be destitute if you want to spend your money on toilet seats from Nazis.
Yeah, that's worse than... Remember when that comic book guy would buy all Mark McGuire's home run balls?
Yes.
And it was like...
an exhausting person to know.
Yeah, and they're like, three Mark McGuire's 70th home run sells for $3 million. And it was just like, he was just like bidding against himself. Because who else was going to spend $3 million for... Mark McGuire's home run ball. And also, you know how baseball cards aren't worth anything anymore? Remember, everyone's like, oh, baseball cards. It's going to be my retirement. And now no one gives a shit because millennials don't collect baseball cards, so they don't give a shit.
Right.
That's the same with Mark McGuire's 70th home run. Like, nobody's buying that. Nobody. Like, you spent $3 million and you made comic books or something. And now it's
that kind of stuff is cool to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame, but it's not cool for any other reason.
Yeah. Yes. I agree. It's just like, what are you going to have like your own? And then what are you going to loan it to the Hall of Fame, or you just have it like in your entryway? How many people? It's COVID.
No sense.
Who's coming over? Nobody.
That's right. Yeah. And if they're going to come over, it's certainly not going to be the weird guy who collects baseballs.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And yeah, it's like you're not going to impress any chicks. Like, hey, look at my baseball collection. What? That's dumb. You know, like, it's not cool.
You know what? I just realized I have a meeting early in the morning.
You're right. I'm out.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
I thought you were rich. I didn't realize you collected baseballs. Can you call me an Uber, please?
Sorry. Jeez, I didn't realize what time it was.
Can you call me a helicopter? I got an eighth grade basketball game.
We gotta get the fuck out of here.
All right, let's wrap it up. For Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 359 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Monster Lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and the man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.